This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 133 for Friday, November 5th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were weaker Friday morning, continuing to back away from contract highs as traders booked profits ahead of the weekend on ideas canola is looking overpriced at current levels. Canola down 5 to over $15. January down $15.60 at $963.10 per ton. Declines in Chicago soy oil contributed to the softer tone, with Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures also down overnight. But tight supplies and the need to ration demand did remain supportive, although those concerns are well priced into the market for the time being. The Canadian dollar is holding relatively steady in early trade. In the U.S., soybeans are lower, while corn and wheat are holding closer to unchanged. Soybeans down 10 cents in the January contract at $12.12 per bushel. Positioning ahead of the weekend was a feature. Forecasts calling for relatively favorable harvest weather contributed to the declines, with anecdotal yield reports generally beating expectations. The USDA releases updated supply-demand estimates next week Tuesday, and expectations are for upward revisions to both production and ending stocks. Meanwhile, farmers in South America are reportedly making good progress seeding their next soybean crop. Corn, it is steady to lower, with the December contract down 3 cents at $5.55 per bushel. Positioning ahead of the weekend and next Tuesday's USDA report was also a feature there. Traders do expect U.S. corn yields and stocks to be revised higher from earlier expectations. Wheat, meanwhile, is mixed, consolidating after yesterday's losses. Minneapolis up a penny in the December contract at $10.18 per bushel. Kansas City, though, down 1 cent in the December contract at $7.84 per bushel. Chicago wheat down 2 cents in December at $7.72 per bushel. U.S. wheat stocks are expected to be revised higher in next week's report, while world supplies are forecast to tighten. Tight supplies of higher quality wheat worldwide accounted for some of that relative strength in the Minneapolis futures. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, November 5th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.